Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb strikes out. There goes Manning. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Nora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Norris reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Manning reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Evans reaches second base with a double. Fisk moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.